This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. A Wyoming legislative committee has decided to begin drafting legislation lawmakers hope will lead to safer school bus stops. Amy Richards reports.
The Interim Joint Education Committee will work on a proposal this summer and possibly present a bill to the full legislature next year. Initially, it will work from a new Iowa law that increases penalties for failing to heed school bus warning devices. In addition, lawmakers on the panel express interest in equipping all Wyoming school buses with cameras that can capture violators. Officials estimate that Wyoming had more than 52,000 instances of drivers illegally passing stopped school buses in the 2011-2012 school year. An 11-year-old girl was struck and killed in 2011 as she crossed a highway after getting off a school bus in Fremont County. I'm Amy Richard.
Seatbelt on. Seatbelt on. Hey, I can't buckle it for you. You know law enforcement is out there, and you know that seatbelts save lives. So be a good driver and buckle up. There you go.
All across the country, law enforcement is cracking down. Click it or ticket, day and night. Paid for with federal highway safety funds.
The Wyoming Advisory Panel for Students will meet in Riverton today and tomorrow. Joy Greenwald reports.
The purpose of the Wyoming Advisory Panel for Students with Disabilities is to provide policy guidance with respect to special education and related services for children with disabilities in the state. The meetings will be held June 6th from 1 to 5 and June 7th from 8 to noon in room 125 of the CWC Intertribal Center. Those wishing to provide public comment regarding the education of children with disabilities in Wyoming are encouraged to attend and make their comment anytime between 4:30 and 5 p.m. on June 6th.
Wyoming Radio News.